to Psy.
Spend the day with Psy.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Psy Thursday Live.
Radio Psy Thursday Live.
Dear listeners, greetings and loving Sai Ram from Prashanthi Nilayam, the spiritual capital of the universe. This is Raghu, your friend from Radio Sai team, signing in for the segment Soul Inspirations. As always, at the very outset, let us all collectively offer our most humble, prayerful and grateful pranams at the lotus feet of the voice and the listener, heart and soul of Radio Sai Global Harmony, that is Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. A warm welcome to all of you for today's Thursday Live. In the previous segment, Morning Glory, in fact, in the second half of the previous segment, Morning Glory, you listened to a conversation with Colonel Malhotra. In fact, the conversation was in three parts, and what you listened just now was the third and concluding part of the conversation. This conversation came to you as part of our radio series, Tryst with Divinity, in which we have conversations with Swami's devotees. And in those conversations, Swami's devotees share their experiences with Bhagwan. In fact, dear listeners, there are over 200 such conversations in this series, Tryst with Divinity, and all of them are in the site radiosci.org. You can download them and listen to them at your leisure. All right, now the time in our studio is 11 a.m. Indian Standard Time, and today is 19th of July. Well, we have another 10 days in this month, and this 10 days is going to be full of events in Prashanthi Nilayam. Yes, just 2 days from now, that is on 21st, which happens to be a weekend, which happens to be a Saturday, we are going to witness the Golden Jubilee celebration of Anandapur campus of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. Yes, Anandapur campus is first educational institute set up by Bhagwan, which is going to complete its 50 years, half a century. And about 1,500 old students of the campus are going to land in Prashanthi Nilayam and are going to have many, many programs in Sai Granth Hall, has an offering and has their gratitude to Bhagwan. And in the beginning of next week, we are going to witness the Ashadi Ekadashi festival, and that will be followed by Parthi Yatra from US, and that will be followed by Go Green Conference, which will be there for 2 days, and on 27th is the most awaiting festival, Guru Purnima. Well, this month end, there is the Parthi Yatra from the South Indian state of India, there is Tamil Nadu. So, for the next 10 to 12 days, as I said, Prashanthi Nilayam is packed with a lot of events and a lot of programs in Sai Granth Hall. And you can watch all of them from our YouTube channel, Radio Sai YouTube channel, and also in our website, radiosai.org. All of these programs will be webcast live. Yes. So just log on to radiosai.org from 21st to catch the Golden Jubilee celebration, and the celebration continues. All right. Now, today in the for the segment, short segment, Soul Inspirations, I have got a playlist lined up for you. So in the beginning, I'll be playing for you the audio of the video series Uncle Lion's Tales, that is the animated cartoon series. So first let's listen to the audio. I think three episodes, yeah. I'll be playing for you three episodes of it. And after that will be followed by a beautiful bhajan, Neela Megha Shyamala, sung by Brother Kaustubh Pare and it happens, this audio that I'm going to play for you, it happens to be the part of Radio Sai's Bhavanjali series. In fact, this bhajan is very beautiful. It's one of my personal favorite bhajan, Neela Megha Shyamala. And that will be followed by an episode, audio of an episode of the video series Golden History. So stay tuned, dear listeners. Happy listening.
The bread of happiness. A man was on his way to seek the bread of happiness. He went to every bakery, but to his utter surprise, no one knew about the bread of happiness. Then he decided to make a trip to other villages in order to search for the bread. He traveled far, but still did not find the bread of happiness. Discouraged and very hungry, he sat down under a tree when a small boy approached him.
"You look exhausted. Would you like a piece of my bread?"
He tore a piece from his bread and gave it to him. At that moment, the man's sadness disappeared.
"Ah, the bread of happiness. I have the bread of happiness."
He had understood by now that there was no special bread of happiness, but that every loaf of bread can become the bread of happiness when people share it amongst themselves.
"Remember, the real joy of life is in sharing, giving and feeling for the other. There is no happiness higher than that. Whatever we have, we must happily share with our family, friends and even with strangers."
What to do with criticism?
A monkey threw a coconut on the head of the master. But the master was neither angry nor displeased. He happily picked the nut, drank its water, and ate the fleshy parts. He then used both halves of the shells as balls. Remember, the coconut is used in this example for the criticism that we receive from others. But criticism is not necessarily bad for you when you positively try to extract the best and learn from them always to be happy. So, be thankful for any kind of criticism as they will always be good for you.
Krishnaya Vasudevaya Haraye Paramatmane Pranada Klesha Nashaya Shri Govindaya Namo Namaha.
Shama Sundara.
मनमोहना सत्य साई सुंदरा मनमोहना सत्य साई सुंदरा
Bhadrachal Ramdas was a tehsildar serving the Sultan of Golconda in the 17th century. Anguished to see the idols of Rama, Lakshmana and Sita exposed to the sun and rain, Ramdas built a magnificent temple for the Lord with the money collected as tax from the subjects of the Sultan. But Taneshah the Sultan was infuriated by this act. The Sultan's fury was a test of faith and the power of perseverance of Ramdas.
I have received reports that you have misappropriated tax money for the construction of a temple. What do you have to say about that?
Remember that you are in the presence of the king. So choose your words carefully before you speak, Ramdas, for they may be your last.
Huzur, I have provided shelter to the one who provides shelter to all, including you and me. If taxes could be used for building forts, citadels and tombs in honor of the dead, what is wrong in building a temple for the eternal emperor?
Stop arguing with your superiors and accept your mistake. Our benevolent Sultan may be kind enough to pardon you.
Pardon me? For what? Huzur, the temple of the compassionate Lord shall become an edifice in eternity, proclaiming in silence the glory and tolerance of Taneshah, in whose reign it was built.
Do not try to deflect us from your follies with your irrelevant eruditions. The fact is clear and simple. You have embezzled government funds, and it is your responsibility to compensate the loss. Gods, take this defaulter to prison and put him through a course of severe torture until he craves for forgiveness.
Rama, are you going to watch your devotee being disgraced in mute silence? Why don't you respond to the piteous cries of your devotee?
Paluke bangaramaina godandabani paluke bangaramaina paluke bangaramai pilichina palukademi paluke bangaramai pilichina palukademi kalaloni namasmaranamu vachakani sami paluke bangaramaina. ശരണാഗത ത്രാണ പിരുദാങ്കി തുടവുകട ശരണാഗത ത്രാണ പിരുദാങ്കി തുടവുകട കരുണിഞ്ചു ഭദ്രാചല പരരാമദാസ പോഷ പലുകേ ബംഗാര മായേന.
ലുക്ക് ഇസ്മായിൽ ഭായ്, ലുക്ക്. To what levels our administrators are ready to stoop to make this person speak out? They have given these unpalatable chapatis. Even animals would curl in revulsion at the very smell of this. How can we feed the prisoner with such food after torturing him for no apparent reason?
Shh! Peddanna, you are too loud. I too resent such extreme treatment. But remember, we are just servants and we have to follow the orders implicitly. We have no option but to give these to the prisoner.
Hmm. ఎంతో రుచిరా
Rama, how can I praise your divine compassion? Even in these circumstances, you ensure that your devotee is fed with ambrosial delicacies. But Rama, nothing is sweeter than your divine name.
O Rama, Shri Rama, Shri Rama, O Rama. ఎంతో రుచి ఎంతో రుచి ఎంతో రుచిరా శ్రీరామని నామమింతో రుచిరా ఎంతో రుచి ఎంతో రుచి ఎంతో రుచిరా కదలి ఖర్జూరారి కలకండ కన్నను కదలి ఖర్జూరారి కలకండ కన్నను పతిత పావన నామమే విరుచిరా
ఎంతో రుచి ఎంతో రుచి ఎంతో రుచిరా
నవరస పరమాన నవనీతముల కన్న అధికమౌ నీ నామమే విరుచిరా శ్రీరామని నామమితో రుచిరా ఎంతో రుచి ఎంతో రుచి ఎంతో రుచిరా సదాశివుడు నిను సదా భజించెడి సదాశివుడు నిను సదా భజించెడి సదానంద నీ నామమే మిరుచిరా
ఎంతో రుచి ఎంతో రుచి ఎంతో రుచిరా
హరయ భద్రాచల శ్రీరామదాసుని తేలిన నీ నామంత రుచిరా శ్రీరామని
Ramdas, you were the best tehsildar I ever had. Then why do you put me in such a predicament? Repent for your mistake and return the money. All this shall end at once.
Huzur, I would gladly pay up if I had the money. But I have nothing with me right now. Other than the Taraka Mantram.
Your obstinacy and arrogance are testing my patience to the hilt. It is only the veil of my sympathy that acts as a barrier between your life and death. You will have to give the entire account of the expenditure and pay up for your deeds. You leave me with no other choice than to settle my account this way.
Rama, he asks me to settle my account with him. It is you who must settle my account, as I have spent everything for you.
Gods!
Lakshmana, it is time.
Ya Allah! Who are you? How could you enter my chamber with all the security around?
You called us. And here we are. I am Ramanna. And he is my brother, Lakshmanna. We are servants of the Lord's servant whom you have imprisoned.
You mean you are servants of Ramdas? What else could I do? In the first place, he built a temple using the tax money. And then, he is so arrogant. The wretched criminal had to be punished.
Restrain thy tongue, Huzur. Ram Das has not used the money for self-aggrandizement. His act is for the benefit of the community and there is nothing wrong with it.
Lakshmanna, Tanisha, we understand your discomfiture in losing such a huge amount. So I have come to pay the entire amount with interest. Lakshmanna,
count your money, O King. I wonder how Ram Das could manage such a huge amount.
Shrivari and Dorikinavariki Siriki Takwe.
I owe him much more than this. O King, now that your account is settled, please arrange to release him.
The Lord is ready to go to any extent to redeem his devotee. Just one call from the depths of the heart and he rushes in with any form, at any time, in any place.
Nisa gari nisa, kal jo aayega.